When first reporting the news, the Pentagon said it had carried out a drone strike on a car carrying ISIS-K militants, who the US believed were transporting a bomb to carry out an attack on Kabul airport. Now the US says as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were killed in the drone strike on August the 29th. The head of US Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, offered his profound condolences, saying the strike was taken in the earnest belief that it would prevent an imminent threat to American troops and evacuees at the airport. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.